And this third category of people are people who've actually, either they were tested and they failed, or they never really became Muslim for the right reasons anyway. So that's the first group. These people that went above and beyond the call of duty, they were the first ones to respond to the Prophet ﷺ's call, whether they were from Mecca or they were from Medina. That doesn't matter. So that's one group. Okay. The second group of people are people that have accepted Islam, but they haven't actually been tested. So it's not like they were tortured for becoming Muslim. It's not like they lost their home. It's not like they were kicked out of their home. They became Muslim because they think it's true, they believe it's true, and they accept it for sincerity. But accept put you in the same category as someone who's been tested and they still held on, right? So they are you can say, not yet tested. Not yet tested. And you know, there's a famous saying in Arabic, you know, سَوْفَ نَرَى إِذِنْ جَلَى الْغُبَارِ أَفَرَسًا تَحْتَكَ أَمْ حِمَارِ. Right? So we'll see soon, once the dust settles, were you riding on a stallion or were you riding on a donkey? Because if the dust is there, like, oh my God, there's a rider that came. When the ride settles, you're sitting on a donkey. Like this. Because you haven't, the dust hasn't settled yet, right? So, and this you could say is a large population of Muslims who are in the middle. They're the middle category. They're not bad people. They just haven't been tested yet. Okay. Then there's a third category. And this third category of people are people who've actually, either they were tested and they failed, or they never really became Muslim for the right reasons anyway. They became Muslims because the Muslims were winning and they joined the winning party. Or they became Muslim because it looks bad if they don't become Muslim. So they became Muslim for social reasons. They became Muslim for political reasons, for economic reasons. Or there were Muslims who were in the middle category, but when they were tested, they're like, this is too much, man. I can't do this. This is too extreme. We gotta go to war? I mean, I like the prayer thing. It sounds nice. The Adhan is nice. But this whole Badr business? Now I gotta take all my savings and go to the battlefield? No, I don't know. So this third group, the Quran calls the munafiqun, the hypocrites. Hypocrites, because now they're not, if you don't believe it anymore or you have a problem with it, come out and say it. They won't even come out and say it to your face. They'll say, no, of course we believe. Of course we believe. But actually, practically, they're starting to take steps backwards. They're being tested. So there's these three groups of people. Now, this is the important part. I want you to, what should I think about myself? What should you think about yourself? Should we think about ourselves in group A or group B or group C? It would be a problem if we saw ourselves in group A. Because that is what Allah advises us is, لَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't consider yourselves pure. Right? So I can't say I'm the true believer. Like that's too self-righteous. You understand? It's also problematic to just automatically assume yourself to be a munafiq. And yes, there's fear of being a munafiq, which is different from, I believe I'm a munafiq. So let me separate. I'm afraid of being a hypocrite is a separate thing. I believe I'm a hypocrite is a separate thing. And if you believe you're a hypocrite and you accept that for yourself, that's a problem. That's a problem. But then there's the middle category. The middle category is being pulled in two different directions. Motivate them towards iman, and the hypocrites, the force is pulling them towards nifaq, and they're like, sometimes I kind of go this way, and sometimes I kind of go that way, and I'm kind of stuck in the middle. And you know what's really healthy for every Muslim to think? They're right in the middle. And these surahs, these 10 surahs, from Surah Al-Hadid all the way to Surah Al-Tahrim, their primary audience, the main audience for these surahs is actually this middle category. They're being encouraged to become strong believers. And they're being warned, hey, by the way, don't fall into what? Hypocrisy. Don't go in that direction. And this issue of being allies or not allies is the exact same thing. These people in the middle, they might slip. They might fall towards some, you know, the later category. Now, one last thing about that. None of these three categories are permanent. How many people here into fitness, exercise? Anything? Okay, a few, three of you. MashaAllah, the ummah is doing really well. If you were into exercise last year, and then you stopped, do you remain the same at the same level of ability, health, weight? Do you stay the same? Do you deteriorate immediately? It happens, right? But does it permanently mean that you're messed up now and that you can't go back? No, you can get serious again and you can make improvements again. But it's a constant struggle, isn't it? It's a constant struggle. Even students of language. When I was in high school in New York, I studied Spanish. And I was really good at Spanish. I used to work in a Spanish neighborhood selling shoes. And the customers were, it was a Spanish neighborhood, so everybody spoke Spanish. So like, I had no choice but to constantly speak Spanish. So I got pretty good. Then I stopped using it for a long time. And guess what happened to my Spanish? It starts dropping. You start losing it more and more and more. I have some left, but it's not what it used to be. But if I started practicing again and started studying again, what would happen? I would improve again. What I'm saying is, just because you were a true believer doesn't mean you'll always stay there. You could start slipping and inching towards the middle category and eventually all the way down to what? Munafiq. So you're not safe just because you made it. Just because you're healthy in terms of your iman, that doesn't mean you're safe. And if you're all the way down to even the level of munafiq, it doesn't mean that you can't turn around and start making improvements and head back towards iman. You could do that. There's hope for you. Now, if there was no hope for you, because there's three categories, and really in the end, we don't know where we are. But at least we should assume about ourselves, where are we? In the middle. That's what we should assume. The thing that's important is that Allah talked to all three groups with one call. Ya ayyuhalladhina aman. It includes everybody. It includes the strongest believer. It includes the middle believer, the weak believer, or maybe not the yet tested believer. It even includes who? The munafiq. It includes all three. Allah didn't say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kada wa kada. But then, Ya ayyuhalladhina nafaku. He didn't say this. He addressed all of them. And even sometimes, he would be talking to the hypocrites, but he would say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Lima taquluna wa la taf'alun. Those of you who believe, why do you say what you don't do? Isn't that a hypocrite thing? They say one thing, do another. Isn't that a sign of the munafiq? But he didn't start with, Ya ayyuhalladhina nafaku, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. This is really important now. Why did Allah do this? One of the reasons you can appreciate that Allah did this is even the people that have fallen into the depths of nifaq can pull themselves out. There's still hope for you. Allah is still calling you someone who has a chance because Allah still addressed you with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. So there's hope in the world.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the deeper look section.